just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes.
My kid
knows it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes.
My kid
knows it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council. To protect his home and family from wisdom and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
First, I hold my hands out like they're on a steering wheel. Then I look over my shoulder. One, okay, cool guy. Two, three times. Next, oh, I put it in reverse. Meep, meep, meep. Then I take it up and down, up, up and down. And that, kiddos, is called the forklift.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now that's dancing. Sure beats flossing.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Okay, kids, Dad's gonna teach you how to dance. First, spread your feet apart. Then, pump your knee, nod your head, shake your hips, and bite your lip ever so slightly. Now, with one hand in the air, point at people with the other hand. I call that the rock star.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now, make a face like it just smells something bad.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon.
Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Basketball court all wet because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Con la familia es difícil. Le pasa a Raquel de Dallas, una madre que trabaja.
Los niños tienen que ir a la escuela, nosotros tenemos que ir al trabajo.
Pero hay algo que muchas mamás no saben, y es que el bosque, ese respiro que necesitan, está realmente cerca.
Este lugar es increíble.
Tu familia también puede disfrutar de la tranquilidad del bosque a menos de 90 minutos. Entra en descubreelbosque.org y encuentra el bosque más cercano. El bosque, más cerca de lo que crees. Un mensaje del Servicio Forestal de los Estados Unidos y el Ad Council.
So what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Live from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium here in beautiful Jupiter, Florida. It's game number 42 on the season as the Jupiter Hammerheads play host to the visiting Clearwater Threshers. Good evening, everybody. Brian Loftus here with you, joined alongside my main man, Dennis Van Fechtman. How we doing tonight, partner?
Doing real well. Pleasure to be here in Jupiter, Florida for another beautiful day of baseball. Thirsty Thursday here at the park.
It is Thirsty Thursday here tonight at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. $1, $2, $3 drink specials as the fans are already filing in. And a bunch of them already have their cups. They might have been pre-gaming out in the parking lot before tonight's one.
Definitely a possibility.
It should be a good night of baseball as we get set for game three of this six-game series as the two squads have split the first two games of this six-game affair. That's on the year for the Clearwater Threshers, who post the second-best ERA as a pitching staff, coming in with a 3.27 ERA, and an offense who ranks third, hitting .240 as a club, yet they only find themselves just four games over the .500 mark at 22-18 on the year. Good for second place in the Florida State League West Division. They are currently five games back of the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles in the West Division. 4-6 over their last 10. A game under .500 away from home are the Threshers, posting a 9-10 road record. As for your Jupiter Hammerheads, they come into tonight's ballgame 22-19, three games over .500 on the 2022 campaign. Currently trailing those St. Lucie Mets by five games in the Florida State League East Division. Hammerheads, much like the Threshers, 4-6 over their last 10. However, here at the Dean, 12-5 home record so far currently on the season as they have been taking advantage of these hometown crowds. No bigger crowd than on a thirsty Thursday night.
Absolutely.
Well, the good guys came out firing on all cylinders to open the series back on Tuesday night, posting a 6-0 shutout, their sixth shutout on the season, which ranks them second in the Florida State League. And that game just took under 2 hours, an hour and 58 minutes back on Tuesday night. It was backed by a brilliant 8 scoreless frames by starting pitcher Luis Palacios. Last night, however, it was a lot of Jekyll and Hyde, a lot more dramatic, to say the least. After 5 lead changes and 2 blown saves combined, one by each team, the Threshers got the last laugh in a 9-8 thriller. After falling behind early 2-0, Osiris Johnson and Zach Zubia went back-to-back for a pair of solo home runs in the second inning to tie it at 2. But then finding themselves down 6-2 in the fourth, Jupiter put up a 3 spot, capped off by an RBI groundout by Joey Wendell, who would later put the Hammerheads up 7-6 with a 2-RBI double in that sixth inning. Unfortunately, the bullpen couldn't hold the lead as Clearwater put up 2 in the seventh and 1 in the eighth en route to a 9-8 victory. Tonight, what they did back on Tuesday night. Dennis, who do we got on the hill tonight?
Well, on the mound for the Threshers tonight, we got Jordy Martinez, the left-hand pitcher, 21-year-old from Santiago, Dominican Republic. He has a 3.00 ERA on the season, an 0-1 win-loss record. He's played 4 games so far with 3 starts. He's got 15 innings pitched flat, 9 strikeouts, 1.40 whip, and he's looking pretty good so far this season. Not too shabby. Just no wins to show.
Before we get to the Jupiter Hammerhead pitcher, we're going to send you down to field level for National Anthem.
Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rugged
beautiful job by Rachel London.
Absolutely.
Pumping out our national anthem. Can you hit those high notes, Dennis?
I can't say I can do it the same way.
The last time I hit those high notes, it was an unpleasant scene. Let's talk more about tonight's starting pitcher for the Jupiter Hammerheads, Holt Jones.
Yes, Holt
Jones. Tall glass of water.
Tall glass of water he is at 6'8" and 235 pounds, the 23-year-old out of Greenwich, Connecticut. 21 MLB draft, a Kentucky Wildcat as well. But so far on the season, 8.00 flat ERA, 9 innings pitched. This is his first start lifetime ever. He is 0-1 on the season so far, his win-loss record. And his whip is 1.78. Besides the ERA, not looking too bad. He also has 11 strikeouts in the 9 innings that he has pitched so far this year. Pretty impressive.
It should be a good night of baseball. We'll get you set for tonight's starting lineups in this one. Leading things off for the Clearwater Threshers will be Kendall Simmons. He's over at third base. Marcus Lee Sang is batting second. He's out in left field. Hi-Yu Lee is over at second base. He's in the three hole. Catching duties go to Anthony Keenan. He is batting in the cleanup spot. Wilfredo Flores, late substitution into the lineup. He moves to center field. He's batting fifth. Micah Yonamine will be over at first base and batting sixth. Batting seventh will be Leandro Pineda. He's out in right field. The shortstop batting in the eighth spot will be Eric Brito, and rounding out the lineup for Marty Malloy's Clearwater Threshers will be Jamari Baylor. He is the designated hitter and batting ninth. Once again, that's Simmons, Lee Sang, Lee, Keenan, Flores, Yonamine, Pineda, Brito, and Jamari Baylor. As the Hammerheads come in wearing their home white uniforms in tonight's ballgame, Clearwater Threshers wearing their road red top uniforms, all gray slacks. As stepping into the box, leading things off will be Kendall Simmons, the third baseman. And Holt Jones looks every bit of 6'8" out there.
Absolutely. And that Marlins glove, too. It's very Hammerhead-like of him, I would say.
The shadow's already creeping in. Sun setting along the third baseline.
Yeah, that shadow is sitting right on that third baseline.
The first pitch, we are underway right on time, a little bit early, actually, at 6:29. First pitch in for a called strike one to Simmons. Kendall batting 224 on the year, four homers to go along with 15 RBIs. The 0-1 fastball, he's late on it. Quickly down in the count, no balls and two strikes. You see any sign of a radar gun out there, Dennis? The 0-2 slow chopper to second. Should be an easy play for Anguido Santos. He throws down to Zubia over at first. For the 4-3, put out one up, one down to start things out here in the top half of the first.
Marcus Lee Sang.
That'll bring up Marcus Lee Sang to the plate. Behind the dish, Yan Mercado catching Holt Jones tonight.
Lee Sang coming in 277 so far in the season, 32 games played.
He'll take the first pitch fastball right at the knees for a called strike one looking. The righty delivers the 0-1 breaking ball, check swing at the plate. He went around, according to home plate umpire Connor McKenna, who's calling balls and strikes this evening. Christian Argueza is along the base paths, standing in the sunlight along the first base side. The 0-2 delivery swung on, skied out of the stadium, third base side.
Yeah, Lee Sang already got 13 RBIs on the year, two home runs to go along with it, triple, and seven doubles.
The 0-2 backdoor breaking ball never broke. It reaches the backstop. Left side of the infield shaded up the middle. Right side of the infield expecting a pull. Outfield playing straight away. The 1-2 is fouled back to our left. Working from the first base side of the rubber, Jones delivers the 1-2 breaking ball right over the heart of the plate. Missed a little bit low in the zone. Count runs.
Yeah, good eye on that pitch. Just letting it go. Good call on his part.
Lee Sang batting from the left-hand side, waggling his bat in the shadows. The 2-2 bounces in the dirt. Around the infield from left to right, Jose Salas at third, Christian Rodriguez at short, and Guido Santos at second, Zach Zubia over at first. The payoff pitch. Swung on, broken bat, flared out into shallow left field. Javion Cody has this one sized up. He'll make the catch just shy of the warning track. And two up, two down to start things out here in the top half of the first.
Just like that. You
feels like I blinked twice, and now we have two outs.
When they move, you move, just like that.
That pitch clock really does wonders.
Yeah, the game back on Tuesday night, an hour and 58 minutes.
Yeah, hearing you say that, I kind of like gasped. I was in shock.
Hi, Yu Lee at the plate. We'll take a first pitch breaking ball in for a called strike one. Looking one of the league leaders in a bunch of offensive categories is Lee. Working quickly is Jones. He delivers the 0-1 inside.
Yeah, he's looking pretty good this year with a 300 flat average already. Got six homers, a triple, and six doubles to go along with it.
The 1-1 jams him and on the hands. This one's flared over to the first baseman, Zach Zubia, in foul territory. He will make the catch to retire the side in order here in the top half of the first. No runs, no hits, no errors. A clean frame for Holt Jones. We go to the bottom half of the first. Hammerheads do up.
First, I hold my hands out like they're on a steering wheel. Then I look over my shoulder. One, okay, cool guy. Two, three times. Next, oh, I put it in reverse. Meep, meep, meep. Then I take it up and down, up, up and down. And that, kiddos, is called the forklift.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now that's dancing. Sure beats flossing.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Okay, kids, dad's gonna teach you how to dance. First, spread your feet apart, your head, shake your hips, and bite your lip ever so slightly. Now, with one hand in the air, point at people with the other hand. I call that the rock star.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now, make a face like it just smells something bad.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
And we're back here in the bottom half of the first. A clean frame for Holt Jones in the top half of the first. will run through the Hammerheads lineup. Jose Salas will lead things off. He's over at third. And Guido Santos batting second, playing second. Ian Lewis, the designated hitter, batting third. Brady Allen in right field in the cleanup spot. Osiris Johnson batting fifth. He's out in center. Christian Rodriguez, the shortstop, bats sixth. Zach Zuby is at first base, batting seventh. Yan Mercado batting eighth. And rounding out the lineup for Angel Espada's Jupiter Hammerheads is Javion Cody. He's out in left field. The first pitch to Jose Salas, jumping all over it. He's going to sky it out to right field. Leonardo Pineda makes the catch right in the sunlight. One pitch, one out.
Just like that. You could tell the sunlight, he had to field his vision for a second and gather himself, but he got that ball pretty easily. It was a nice, easy flare for him. Had to move about 25 feet.
It's not going to be an easy night for these outfielders with the sun setting along the third base side.
Of course not.
It's one of those awful 83-degree, partly cloudy sky nights here in South Florida. I don't know how we do it, Dennis.
Yeah, the clouds just can't seem to ever find the sun, it seems, in Florida. And just loves to baste in that humidity here.
Counts 0-1 to Anguido Santos, swing and a miss. Quickly down to the count, no balls and two strikes is Santos batting. No homers, 9 RBIs so far this season. The 0-2 runs inside.
Yeah, his average at 232 in 56 games, or I'm sorry, 18 games, 56 at-bats, rather.
0-1 in last night's ballgame. The one late on the fastball, 95 on the gun by the lefty, Jordy Martinez.
That's some filth right there.
That'll bring up Ian Lewis to the plate. Small sample size so far this season, but he's gotten the job done, coming in working on a four-game hitting streak.
Yeah, coming in at 413 in 12 games. 413 average, that is.
He bats from the right-hand side. First pitch fastball misses off the plate for ball one. 19 for 46 in those 12 games he's appeared in so far. He's going to sky this out into shallow right field. Shielding the sun with his glove is Pineda, the right fielder, who'll make the catch. For the final out to retire the side in order, 6-up, 6-down for both teams to start things out. We're headed to the second here at the Dean. Brian Loftus, Dennis Van Vechtman on the Jupiter Hammerhead Radio Network.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
And we're back here in the top half of the second. I don't think we got much of a chance to breathe.
It felt like a 30-second inning each half of that almost. It was more time for these guys to warm up throwing the ball around to each other than the actual inning itself.
Well, if there's ever any doubt that the pitch clock will be coming to the major league level, it's none more apparent than it is right now. A six-minute first inning between these two teams. 4, 5, and 6 due up this half inning here in the top half of the second for Clearwater. Anthony Keenan, followed by Wilfredo Flores and Mike Yonemine, do up this half inning.
Yeah, Anthony coming in with a 257 average, already 4 homers on the year.
First pitch from Jones, skied foul territory, third base side. Ranging over is Jose Salas. He'll be called off by the shortstop Rodriguez. And moving very quickly, one pitch, one out to start things out here in the second.
Hey, that's another chance for an immaculate inning.
Wilfredo Flores steps into the box. We hardly have time to bore all these fans with all our talk that we have planned.
We're already 7 outs into this game.
First baseman Zubia in on the grass in front of the first base bag, expecting a bunt. First pitch misses low to Flores for ball one. Wilfredo batting .293 on the year, a homer to go along with 15 RBIs. He's going to slap this right off the dugout third base side of the Jupiter Hammerheads. Flores 0-for-4 back on Tuesday night. The 1-1. Swung on, driven foul down the third baseline.
The lefty Flores is. Rifted oppo in the last pitch.
The 22-year-old out of the Dominican Republic. The 1-2 froze him on the fastball right at the knees. Flores caught looking for the first strikeout of the ballgame for Holt Jones. He's retired five straight. That'll bring up the six-hitter Micah Yonamine to the plate.
Yeah, Micah coming in with a .210 average. One homer to go along with it. Seven ribbies.
First pitch from Jones for a called strike. One looking.
This is a pretty shocking stat. He's got 14 walks already worked this season on 62 at-bats. That's a very good on-base percentage for himself.
Pounding the strike zone is Jones right back with the fastball at 96.
Hey, he keeps framing them the right way. These guys are just looking like statues out there right now.
The 0-2 bounces in the dirt right at the ankles.
His average might not reflect his on-base percentage, but he seems to be a great player.
The 1-2 breaking ball is going to plunk him. Right on the back shoulder blade.
Oof, obviously, hate to see it.
And certainly not intentional that it was a breaking ball. 78 right on the back shoulder blade. If you're going to get hit by a pitch, you'd rather have it be a breaking ball than 96 right at the ribs.
Absolutely. Kind of glided off his back shoulder.
Well, there goes the perfect game.
Yeah. My exact thoughts.
That'll bring up the seven-hitter Leandro Pineda to the plate. First pitch fouled straight back to the screen.
Yeah, Pineda struggling in his first few games here. Five games only, but 105 average to start off.
Jones set at the belt as time is called at the dish.
He's got one ribby and a double so far in five games.
Yeah, both his hits on the season came in last night's ballgame, that slugfest 9-8, as the 0-1 misses low in the zone, count runs even. Yeah, Pineda went 2-for-5 with a triple and an RBI last night in a 9-8 Threshers victory. Left side of the infield shaded up the middle. The 1-1. Slow roller to second base. Should be easy for Santos. He's up with it. He'll flip it down to Zubia. For the 4-3 put outside is retired here in the top half of the second. No runs, no hits. No errors, one left stranded. We're headed to the home half of the sixth. Still scoreless at the Dean.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
And we're back here in the bottom half of the second. Well, Dennis just found out where the radar gun was here at the stadium. There is none. And I'm just making up the miles per hour as I go along. I got the radar gun in these aviator glasses that I'm wearing right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Never doubted you for 1 second.
Shadows in between the pitcher's mound and home plate as Brady Allen steps to the dish. The first pitch runs inside for ball one.
Yeah, Brady coming in with a 242 average in 35 games. Got 17 runs, 30 hits, 23 RBIs, 4 homers.
He's going to drive this one out to right center field. Ranging over is Flores, the center fielder. He'll make the catch in right center for the F8 putout. A one up, one down to start things out here in the home half of the second.
What do you know? It's another chance for an immaculate inning.
And we were talking about this last season and even the year before when they implemented the pitch clock. We weren't sure how it's going to work, but clearly it's improved the pace of play down here at the minor league.
Just long, but...
Well, if anything, it keeps them more in a rhythm as Osiris Johnson, the cousin of Jimmy Rollins at the plate, shows bunt and fouls it straight back to the screen, counts 0-1.
Yeah, Osiris, when I seen him earlier in the season, he was off to a very hot start, but it seems he's cooled off with a 187 average now, but he'll look to get himself going again soon. 3 homers ready, 13 RBIs.
0-1 misses low.
And it seems he missed some time, only 30 games played.
Comes in on a 3-game hit streak. He's been pretty hot lately, especially in the first 2 games of the series as the 1-1 misses down. 6-for-12 over his last 3 games, a pair of homers to go along with 4 RBIs.
Love to see it for Osiris.
Play some great defense out there in the outfield. He's going to hit a one-hopper, backhanded stab to shortstop. Brito up with it. The throw across the diamond is in time. Bang, bang, play at first.
That was very close. Osiris has really long strides on his run. Respect the effort for the young fella.
It's not even 7 o'clock yet. Fans are still filing in. A bunch of red dollar beer cups that they have here at the Dean. Every beer is $1. They have $1, $2, $3 cocktail specials every Thursday night here. As Christian Rodriguez steps into the box, the first pitch he lays off low in the zone for ball one.
Yeah, the crowd is, I'm sure a lot of them are starstruck that...
This ball is driven out to center field. Going back is Flores, just shy of the 400-foot sign in straightaway center. He will make the catch for the final out to retire the side here in order in the bottom half of the second. 6-up, 6-down for the Hammerheads. We head to the third, still no score.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and some
dinner?
I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Here in the top half of the third at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. 8-9-1, due up for the Threshers. Eric Brito will lead things off.
Yeah, Eric coming in with a 208 average in 16 games, 48 at-bats, 6 runs, 10 hits, 2 ribbies to go along with it, no homers, no doubles, no triples yet.
Righty-on-righty matchup. First pitch fastball misses upstairs at 95. The wind and the 1-0. Breaking ball misses off the plate. Hitters count 2 balls and no strikes.
Yeah, that ball curved just outside of the box, not the way Holt wanted that.
Third baseman. As this one's chopped foul down the first base side, I was about to say Jose Salas, the only man along the field standing in the shadows right now.
Shout out to the first base coach for that awareness. Getting away from that foul ball. He almost got ripped by it.
The 2-1. Breaking ball. Slow roller. Third base side. Cut off by Salas. He'll go hot play from Zach Zubia, but wisely backing up is the catcher, Yan Mercado.
That was a great backup by catcher Yan Mercado right there.
I'm surprised they're going to rule that a hit. I thought that should have been a relatively routine play for the third baseman, Salas. Just a low throw. Zubia could not pick it out of the dirt. Regardless, it'll be a single for Brito, and that'll bring up the nine-hitter, designated hitter Jamari Baylor to the plate. Baylor batting 138 on the air, pair of homers to go along with eight RBIs. The first pitch, swing and a miss.
Yeah, Baylor in 28 games, the 138 average so far, but he's worked himself 15 walks. That'll help his on-base percentage.
Pickoff throw to first, back safely is Brito. Well, this team can steal some bases, that is for sure. They lead the league in stolen bases with 83. The next closest team is the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles with 74. And just for comparison, Jupiter has 26 stolen bases this year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Quadruple almost.
83 stolen bases they have. And Garcia was the late scratch in the lineup who had 28 of those stolen bases.
More than the entire Hammerheads roster?
The 0-2 skied out of play. And let me see it right here. Garcia. Sorry, I shortchanged him. 29 for 35 stolen bases. He has more stolen bases than the entire Jupiter Hammerheads team.
That's incredible.
Brito leads away from first. The 0-2 swung on, foul tipped, held on to by Mercado. A big first out here in the top half of the third for Holt Jones.
That's got to be great for Holt. Great feeling for him because, you know, after that, that kind of leaves a bad taste in your mouth, that first hit. With the first baseman couldn't hold on to that low ball in the dirt.
I'll flip it back to the top of the order. Kendall Simmons back at the plate. 0 for 1, he grounded out to second back in the first. Middle infield at double play depth.
He's coming in.
Pickoff throw to first, back safely is Brito.
Average, that is. Four homers and 15 ribbies to go along with it.
Next pitch, runner goes as the ball throw down to second is not in time. The throw was just to the third base side as of the bag as Santos had to reach back with his glove to try and put the tag on Brito. He steals second safely, his fourth stolen base on the year.
That was a great steal. But also a great attempt at the pickoff right there.
Counts 1-0 on Simmons.
Yan Mercado's got quite an arm.
They're going to call a balk on Holt Jones right there. Moving down to third is Brito. I guess Jones just didn't come set out on the mound, or maybe he had a little flinch as he works from the first base side of the rubber. Infield moves in on the grass here. One out, runner at third. Here in a scoreless ball game, top half of the third. The 1-0 swung on, this one skied shallow left center field. Cody ranging under it. He's charging in. He will make the catch. And deking the tag from third is Brito. The throw comes into home plate. Brito will remain at third. A big second out there for Holt Jones.
That's huge to get a pop-up right there, especially in shallow
outfield. Marcus Lee Sang.
Well, this is your first Thirsty Thursday game that you get to announce for. And
absolutely. It's a more lively crowd than I've seen most games.
Well, I was just about to say, I don't think these players have given the patrons enough time to catch up with their suds here, as it's not even 7 o'clock here on the East Coast, and we're in the third inning. The first pitch to the two-hitter, Marcus Lee Sang, in for a called strike one, two-seam fastball.
I'm sure some fans are coming in shock hearing that we're already in the third.
The 0-1 swung on, fouled straight back to the screen.
And that's where people thank the netting for being there.
Yeah. I'm taking a gamble with the window open here in the booth and my laptop sitting right in front of it.
You never know here at the Dean.
We had that misfortunate incident happen last year. We're down the first baseline. Nice stab by Zuby. He's going to have to hurry to the bag, and he gets there in
wow.
time. A bang-bang play over at first base. Three unassisted. as Zach Zubia steps on the bag for the final out to retire the side here. Threshers turned away in their top half of the third. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left stranded. We go to the home half of the third, still scoreless.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the third here at the Dean, Brian Loftus alongside Dennis Van Vechtman. Here in a scoreless ball game, Jordy Martinez back out for his third inning of work. And the shadows have now creeped all the way out to the pitcher's mound and home plate. I'm sure some of these outfielders could use some cloud cover right now.
Yeah, the outfielders are praying for the sun to just set already, I'm sure of it.
7-8-9 due up for the Hammerheads. Zach Zubia followed by Yan Mercado and Javion Cody due up.
Yeah, Zach Zubia coming in, 209 average on 32 games, 14 runs, 19 hits.
First pitch changeup misses off the plate. Well, here's the surprising part. You mentioned his batting average, 209. His on-base percentage is 419.
I see that.
The next pitch misses upstairs in the zone. Hitters count two balls and no strikes. Yeah, he's
got to be up there with the league leaders in walks with 32.
Well, you just took the words right out of my mouth. Third in the league in walks. 2-0, healthy cut, swinging for the fences right there. He's late on it.
Kid's got an incredible eye, as I see the stats tell the story.
Four-game hitting streak, seven-game on-base streak. The 2-1 delivery from Martinez misses upstairs.
When I was last here doing a game with you, his season wasn't off to as much of a great start now as it is.
He definitely has an eye at the plate, that's for sure. The 20th pitch of the evening for Martinez is skied out to right field. Going back is Pineda. He gets spun around, and it's going to one-hop off the wall. Fielding it cleanly is Pineda. The throw comes into second, not in time. And Zubi is aboard with a stand-up double. Things out here in the bottom half of the third. All right is right.
All right. That was about 2 feet away from being a homer.
And you could tell with the wind blowing in from right field, Pineda, the right fielder, got a little bit spun around.
Yeah, he sure did. That ball must have taken a little bit of a turn. And also, the sun doesn't really help because it's right in the same direction he's looking. The strongest sun of the day in South Florida is between 3 and 5 to even 7 p.m. in the summertime.
Yeah, right field, second base, and first base are certainly dealing with that glaring sun right in their faces. Yan Mercado steps to the plate. He'll lay off the first pitch. Changeup down and away for ball one.
Well, the no-hitters are broken.
Yeah, one hit aside for both squads so far here in the third. Left side of the infield expecting a pull. Right side of the infield shaded up the middle. Martinez set at the belt. The 1-0 fouled straight back to the screen.
Yeah, Yan Mercado coming in the 310 average in 10 games so far this year. 29 at-bats. He's got 5 runs, 9 hits as well. As well as 6 ribbies to go along with that.
Martinez comes set. Checks the runner at second. The 1-1 fastball at 91 misses upstairs. Two balls and a strike. No score here. We're in the bottom half of the third. The 2-1 swung on and fouled right off. It looked like the wrist of the catcher, Anthony Keenan, and he is down, doubled over in pain.
That looked rough. Obviously, being behind the catcher, we couldn't exactly see, like, right where it hit, but obviously the wrist, because he shakes it off, it seems. But
yeah, it looked like he was walking gingerly. It may have caught his wrist, may have caught his right thigh, but he's a catcher, and he is back behind home plate. Home plate umpire Connor McKenna dusting off home plate and having a whisper to Anthony Keenan, making sure he's all right to go for this one. He said, leave me alone, Blue. I'm ready to go.
Anthony Keenan with the heart of gold.
Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. Mercado back at the box. Lefty on righty matchup. Martinez checks the runner at second to 2-2. Swing and a miss. Pulled the string on the changeup.
Yeah, that's huge for Jordy Martinez. It's huge after that leadoff double. Get that strikeout.
Second strikeout of the evening. That'll bring up the nine-hitter Javion Cody to the plate.
Yeah, Cody coming in, 263 average, 25 games played, 76 at-bats, 12 runs, 20 hits, 3 doubles, a triple, a homer, and 7 ribbies.
First pitch misses wide for ball one. Yeah, Javion coming in, working on a 6-game hitting streak, a 7-game on-base streak, looking to extend that here and put the Hammerheads up top.
Yeah, he's already got 7 walks this year, too, in his 25 games.
The one up. And definitely trying to cut down on that strikeout total is Cody. 28 strikeouts in his 76 at-bats. He's ahead in the count. 2 balls and no strikes. The pitch. Swing and a miss.
Yeah, definitely looking to make improvement on his strikeout percentage.
Well, Dennis and I would love to hear from you folks on Twitter at RDC Broadcast.
Absolutely.
The 2-1 swung on, fouled out of play, first base side.
We'd love to hear anything the Roger Dean Rowdy's got to say.
Yeah, tell us where you're listening from. Tell us who you're listening to. Tell us if you love us. Tell us if you hate us. Love to get some banter going on for you guys.
We might not even need Twitter with the crowd at hand tonight.
And they're starting to get rowdy here as the ball just came right back off the roof into the stands. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Zubia leads away from second. What I tell you, third inning, they start to get rowdy here. Swing and a miss. Fastball reaches back for a little something extra. 93 on the gun by Martinez. Back-to-back strikeouts after the leadoff double.
That's huge with the runner on second. Having runner in scoring position adds another element of pressure, you could say. It's impressive to get back-to-back strikeouts after that massive hit.
Salas coming to the plate, just batting 152 with runners in scoring position. He's going to lace this into right field for a base hit. The stop sign goes on for Zubia over at third. Nice piece of hitting right there by Jose Salas going oppo.
Absolutely. Right as you said it, he broke that little jinx you had on your statistic right there.
It's all part of the plan, Dennis. If you build it, they will come. That'll bring up Andino Santos to the plate. Santos 0-for-1 with a walk and a run scored in last night's ballgame.
Yeah, Santos with a 232 average so far in his 18 games.
Opportunity here with runners at the corners and 2 outs. The first pitch swung on, fouled straight back to the screen.
Didn't even flinch.
No.
He pressed the netting like you should.
He looks around, he goes, what? What do you want from me? I'm not fazed. The 0-1 tried to check his swing. It's called a strike nonetheless. Santos quickly down in the count. No balls and 2 strikes.
Yeah, I think Santos knew that ball was in there. He didn't question it.
The 0-2. Misses high and inside.
Good eye right there on that pitcher's count, taking the ball.
Big hole in between first and second. First baseman Yonamine holding the runner on. Lee pinched up the middle. Runner goes from first. It misses down in the zone. Moving up to second easily is Salas. I don't think they're going to credit him with a stolen base there. Probably just a catcher's indifference. Didn't want to throw it down to second and worry about Zubia coming in from third.
No effort made whatsoever to throw it. From the runners on the corner of the diamond to second and third now.
Deuces are wild. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. 2 men on. From the belt, Martinez delivers. This one's driven into right center field. Going back is Pineda. It'll split the gap and go all the way to the wall. Zubia scores. Salas comes in to score. Santos a wide turnaround second. He's going to try for three. He will stumble in between second and third and fall down as he is tagged out for the final out to retire the side, but not before. The damage has been done here in Jupiter, Florida. Two RBI double for Anguido Santos, trying to stretch that into three. We're going to the fourth here at the Dean. 2-0 Hammerheads.
Kyoko, and I know what it's like to struggle with mental health issues. If you have a friend that's going through a tough time, now is the perfect moment to reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart savings strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
And we're back here in the top half of the fourth. A big two spot put up by the good guys as they lead 2-0. Cole Jones back out for his fourth inning of work. Getting set to face the heart of the order, 3, 4, and 5 for the Clearwater Threshers. Ayu Lee followed by Anthony Keenan and Wilfredo Flores. Do up this half inning. What do you think of Thirsty Thursday so far?
It's incredible, the fanfare. I can already see the jump in liveliness on the Thirsty Thursday night compared to Silver Sluggers night any day.
You got to figure they're just warming up down there.
Yeah. We're not even halfway through this ballpark game.
Righty on righty matchup. First pitch to Lee. Misses high and wide for ball one. Lee 0 for 1 on the evening. Popped out to first, back in the first. Checked his swing on a 1-0 breaking ball. Did he go around? No go, says Christian Argueza, the base umpire.
Yeah, that last at-bat will just snag his average down just below 300 now, after it was at 300 flat.
The 2-0, a high chopper over the pitcher's mound. Going to be a tough play for Santos. He has to hurry, and the second baseman throws a laser down to Zubia over at first.
Absolute laser, but, you know, Lee's got speed. Yeah, I was not expecting that. That was impressive.
That ball was hit right off a home plate. That ball almost brought rain. It was chopped so high. That'll bring Anthony Keenan, the catcher, to the plate. Another righty on matchup. Jones, 42 pitches, 29 for strikes so far. He's right down the middle for a ball. Not sure where that one missed. The righty delivers the 1-0. Fastball on the outside edge for a called strike one, painting the corner.
Yeah, Keenan's already got 10 RBIs and 7 walks, along with his 28 strikeouts. Looking to make improvement on that.
Out of Lamar University, an undrafted free agent pickup by the Philadelphia Phillies back in 2021. The 2-1 misses inside.
Love to see the undrafted guys getting a shot.
Love the guys from Canada, too.
Absolutely.
From Sherbrooke, Quebec, I want to say.
Yes. QC.
The QC.
Quebecois.
3-1. Skied shallow left field. Going out is Rodriguez. Coming in as the left fielder, Cody. And the shortstop, Rodriguez, will call everybody off and make the catch in shallow left center field for the second out.
Wilfredo Flores.
Yeah, quick two outs. Start this inning.
Both starting pitchers looking pretty solid here early on in the ballgame. Even Martinez with the two runs he did give up in that home half of the third. The first pitch to Wilfredo Flores misses upstairs for ball one.
Yeah, Wilfredo looking to recover from his last at-bat, striking out in the second.
The next pitch swung on a miss. The count is even at 1-1.
Yeah.
The 1-1. Changeup. Flores lays off down in the zone. Wilfredo 0-for-4 back on Tuesday night. He had the night off last night. 2-1. Swung on, skied into the stands, third base side.
Yeah, Wilfredo staying alive in this at-bat. That foul off.
Deuces are wild. Taking ball, does not get the call. Mercado tried framing it for home plate umpire Connor McKenna. He does not get the call, and the count runs full. Infield straight away, outfield straight away. Jones gets set for his 53rd pitch of the evening, as time is called. The pitch. Breaking ball grounded up the middle, past the glove of Jones, ranging over, sliding attempt by Rodriguez, the shortstop, and it gets past his glove into center field for a base hit. Flores is a two-out base runner that'll bring up Micah Yonemon.
Yeah, Flores got that right in the sweet spot, right on the second base, straight through the pitcher. Liner.
And just past the glove of the pitcher Jones, just past the glove of the shortstop Rodriguez.
It was a hot grounder, as they'd say.
Yonemon bats from the right-hand side. He lays off the first pitch fastball for ball one. Micah hit by a pitch in his first at-bat back in the second. From the belt, Jones delivers the 1-0. Fastball 95 on the outer black. Counts even at 1-1.
Yeah, with that hit by pitch in his last at-bat, that's already 15 walks on the year for him.
Yonemon from Honolulu, Hawaii. You ever been?
I can't say I have. I would love to go, but I heard it's the most expensive state in the union.
Believe it. Pickoff throw to first back safely as Flores.
It's got to be expensive when you ship everything out, 2,500 miles into the middle of the ocean. Same Alaska.
I love that you have this knowledge. The 1-1, he lays off the breaking ball. Yeah, he went to Iolani High School in Honolulu, which, after extensive research, Iolani means heavenly hawk.
Interesting. Hawaiian language is very fascinating.
Jones, this one's popped up in the infield. Jones looking at it. Third baseman Salas comes in, and he will make the catch for the final out to retire the side here in the top half of the fourth. No runs in the inning, four clean frames for starting pitcher Holt Jones. We head to the bottom half of the fourth here at the Dean, and it's all smiles for the Jupiter Hammerheads, and it's all smiles for everyone in Palm Beach County, because everyone deserves a great smile. And Petrover Orthodontics is here to help you, Palm Beach Cardinal fans and Jupiter Hammerhead fans. Petrover Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Palm Beach area, we love to see Cardinals and Hammerhead fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve, folks. Visit PetroverOrtho.com today and book your free consult. That's PetroverOrtho.com for Petrover Orthodontics, a official smile provider of the Palm Beach Cardinals and Jupiter Hammerheads.
Kyoko, and I know what it's like to struggle with mental health issues. If you have a friend that's going through a tough time, now is the perfect moment to reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention.
Yeah, we're back here in the bottom half of the fourth. 3, 4, and 5 do up for your Jupiter Hammerheads. Ian Lewis will lead things off. First pitch, swing and a miss.
Yeah, his last at-bat, he flew out to left field in the first, looking to make work of that first at-bat.
Side, it catches the corner. Lewis quickly down in the count. No balls and two strikes. The wind from Martinez, the 0-2, swung on and missed, pulls the string on a changeup drop, third strike. Keenan's up with it, he'll tag out Lewis. And one up, one down, just like that.
Wow.
Right fielder, 33, Brady
Allen. Strikeout on the evening for starting pitcher Jordy Martinez. That'll bring up Brady Allen to the plate. And much like Zach Zubia we talked about with his keen eye at the plate, Allen among one of the lead leaders in walks with 21, ties him for ninth. The first pitch, skied down the right field line. Does Pineda have a play on it? He's ranging over in the bullpen. He almost overruns it and sticks his glove out back towards fair territory to make a running grab.
You can tell that sun's making a little bit of a difference, and also that wind.
Yeah.
Pulling the ball back and around.
Yeah, we're getting that wind coming off the ocean out there from right field to center field.
Might be seeing a little more snow cone catchers than we're used to here at the Dean tonight.
Well, four pitches, two outs here for Martinez in his fourth inning of work. The first pitch to Osiris Johnson, swing and a miss.
Hey, what's his batting average?
What'd I tell you, Dennis? This ball is driven out to left field. Going back is Marcus Lee Sang. He's to the track. He's at the wall, and he'll make the catch at the 355 light pole. Another couple of feet, that ball would have been gone. Nonetheless, side is retired here. In the bottom half of the fourth, Hammerheads lead 2-0 as we head to the fifth.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choose to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
In the top half of the fifth, 2-0 Hammerheads lead. It's been a solid pitching matchup so far.
Absolutely. Game's only 2-0 for the Hammerheads' favor.
Two strikeouts, no walks for starting pitcher Holt Jones. He's kept the Threshers scoreless through four frames so far. He's going to have to deal with 7, 8, 9, the bottom third of the order. Due up for the Clearwater Threshers. Leandro Pineda will lead things off.
I must say, we're over halfway through this game in 45 minutes.
Time is called for some reason. I guess they're adjusting the scoreboard out there.
There they go. Put that zero up there.
A couple new scoreboards we have here at Roger Dean Chevrolet. The first pitch swung on, sky down the left field line, ranging over his Javion Cody. And he's going to make a running catch, wow. Just keeping it in fair territory. That ball was tailing towards the foul line. Cody makes a nice running catch out there and left. One pitch, one out to start things out here in the fifth.
Shortstop number 49, Eric.
To the plate. He has one of the two hits for the Threshers tonight. He singled and stole a base back in the third. Holt working quickly. The first pitch, Brito shows bunt. He pulls back, and it's ruled a ball. I thought he offered it that. At the very least, I thought it was a strike.
His arm probably did break.
The 1-0 skied out of play, first base side.
Interesting call there on the first pitch. Come on, Blue.
The 1-1. Fastball paints the outside third of the plate. Brito down in the count, a ball and two strikes. Eric just 1-for-7 so far in the series as the 19-year-old out of Venezuela. The 1-2, chasing after the breaking ball down in the zone. Salas is going to have to hurry over at third. He throws hot corner to hot corner. 5-3 put out for the second out here in the top half of the fifth.
Designated hitter number 5, Jamari.
Nice play by the third baseman, Salas, charging in after that ball.
Absolutely. That was a laser shot to first he threw.
Salas normally the shortstop, showing that he can play the hot corner over at third base. The first pitch breaking ball to Jamari Baylor has him.
Yeah, Holt Jones' breaking ball seems to be working out some of the kinks on it because it seems to be hitting a lot of righties close inside.
The 1-0 swing and a miss at the breaking ball down and away. Baylor, a third-round pick by the Phillies back in 2019 out of Benedictine High School in Richmond, Virginia. Slow roller to shortstop. Rodriguez is up with it. He'll throw across to Zubia for the 6-3 put out, and the side is retired in order here
in the top half of the fifth.
No runs, no hits, no errors. We're headed to the home half of the fifth here in a quick-moving game at the Dean on Thursday night.
Me encanta cocinar para mis nietos. Y si pudiera también cocinar para los 16 millones de niños, lo haría. Por suerte, la Red Nacional de Bancos de Alimentos de Feeding America proporciona una comida y una silla a todo niño que lo necesite. Apoye a Feeding America y a su banco de alimentos local visitando feedingamerica.org/en español.
Un mensaje de Feeding America y del Ad Council.
These are the sounds of a dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
And we're back here in the bottom half of the fifth. 2-0 Hammerheads lead the Clearwater Threshers here in game 3 of the 6-game series. Hammerheads won 6-0 back on Tuesday night. Lost a heartbreaker last night 9-8.
Yeah, you hate to see that. Christian coming after his first at-bat to fly out to center.
Rodriguez, Zubia, and Mercado do up this half inning. Facing Jordy Martinez back out for his fifth inning of work. First pitch misses wide for ball one. The 1-0. Swung on inside outswing. He flares this into left field for a base hit. It'll tuck right inside the foul line. Just over the third base bag. It's a leadoff base runner to start things out here in the home half of the fifth.
That was a pretty oppo hit right there.
The first baseman, number 25, Zach Zubia.
It ran right in on the hands, and he didn't try to pull that. Just went right where it was pitched.
Yep. Stuck with it, and it stayed fair.
Bring up Zach Zubia to the plate. Doubled and scored back in the third inning. Bats from the right-hand side. Pickoff throw to first. Back safely. Head first is Rodriguez.
Yeah, Mr. Zubia early broke up that early no-hitter, I should say.
Rodriguez over at first, just 0-for-1 in stolen base attempts. The first pitch to Zubia misses down and away for ball one. Well, Zach coming and working on a 4-game hit streak, a 7-game on base streak. He extended both of those with that double as he's late on the fastball counts, even at 1-1.
Yeah, Mr. Zubia's got quite the eye, as we talked about earlier, with 32 walks already, third in the league. Florida State League, that is.
The 1-1. Fouled straight back to the screen. Zach batting .250 against left-handed pitching so far this season. 4-for-16 in that category. Trying to tack on a few more insurance runs here in the home half of the fifth.
Righty stepping in from that timeout.
The 1-2 for Martinez. Breaking ball. This is roped in between shortstop and third into left field for a base hit.
You love to see it. Mr. Zubia with a double and a single going for that cycle possibly tonight.
Who knows?
He's a triple and a homer shy, but he's halfway there. As that'll bring up Yan Mercado to the plate.
As John Bon Jovi once said.
Catcher number 27, Yan Mercado.
Mercado comes to the plate. Wonder if this will be a bunt situation possibly.
Yeah, Mr. Mercado is not just a defensive gem. He's also an offensive star. He's like a comet if there was one for a baseball player.
First pitch, swing and a miss at the fastball high in the zone. Yan 0 for 1 on the evening, struck out swinging back in the third. Came into tonight's ballgame batting .310 over his 10 games here with Jupiter.
Gotta love a catcher who rakes.
Yeah. Lays off the 0-1 upstairs in the zone.
Good hard to come by. Having one that does both offensive and defensive prowess is quite helpful for a team to have success.
The 1-1, skied out of play, first base side. Well, a relatively quiet, thirsty Thursday crowd, but these two teams haven't given them a chance to settle in yet, as we're more than halfway through this ball game. The next pitch, skied out of play, first base side. One ball, two strikes, two men on, nobody out.
Pretty impressive with that 797 OPS.
Martinez, his 53rd pitch of the evening, fastball upstairs in the zone, Mercado cannot lay off. Goes chasing after that one. That's the fifth strikeout on the evening for starting pitcher Jordy Martinez. One out here in the bottom half of the fifth. That'll bring up Javion Cody to the plate. He's been victimized by the strikeout once so far tonight. His lone at bat back in the third.
We got Zubi on first and Christian Rodriguez on second.
As the lights start to come on here in Jupiter, Florida. Cody shows bunt. He gets it down beautifully, third base side. Fielding it, snow cone fielding it, is Martinez. He couldn't get a good grip on the ball, did the pitcher. And wisely, he eats it. Everybody moves up a base. Cody will take first.
That is how you bunt.
Yeah.
That is a textbook bunt. You'd love to see that.
Well, with the left-handed pitcher, Martinez falling down after his delivery. He didn't fall down, but he falls away towards the third base side. He was able to get as good a jump as anybody on that play. You could see that he fielded it, and the ball kind of snow-coned in and out of his glove. He couldn't grip it.
A millisecond of hesitation can cost you an out,
yeah,
or a safe runner.
And usually you see players in the mind like that. He might have been wise beyond his years to just completely hold on to that ball and not add insult to injury.
Absolutely.
It'll be the sixth hit on the evening for the Jupiter Hammerheads. It'll load the bases, flipping it back to the top of the order. Jose Salas at the dish. Rodriguez from third, Zubia from second, Cody from first. Martinez set at the belt, the first pitch. Ground ball, third base, diving attempt by the third baseman. Shortstop will back him up. The throw to first is not in time. It's going to get away from Yonamine. One run comes in to score. The second run will be awarded home plate.
Wow.
Cody will take third. Salas will take second. Two runs coming to score. It's a 4-0 ball game.
That was a double whammy. The runner was already safe, and the error was made. Got past the first baseman. Allowed more damage than there needed to be. But now both runners in scoring position, second and third now.
Yeah, Simmons, the third baseman, laid out for it. Burrito, the shortstop, backed him up, made a backhanded stab. But the throw to first base, short hop Yonamine, the first baseman. Two men in scoring position for Anguido Santos, the first pitch. Swung on, this is roped back up the middle, in for a base hit. Cody comes around to score. Being waved around third is Salas. The throw is offline. It's a two RBI single for Anguido Santos. And the Hammerheads have put up a four spot here in the fifth. They now lead 6-0.
Just like that, the Hammerheads triple their score. In a matter of 5 or 6 pitches.
Some bullpen activity brewing for the Clearwater Threshers along the first base side.
Number 2, Ian Lewis.
Ian Lewis 0 for 2 on the evening. He's gotten out to a hot start in his small sample size here with Jupiter. Healthy cuts, swing and a miss as he's going for the fences right there. Lewis has reached base safely in all 12 games he's appeared in with the Jupiter Hammerhead so far this season. The 0-1 swung on this ball will reach the stuck. He won't have a play on it. Looks like a left-hander warming up in the bullpen for the Clearwater Threshers. We'll get you a name and a number in just a moment. Dennis has got the binoculars out.
Yes, yes.
You're looking out of the wrong end, dude.
No, I'm legally blind in one eye.
The 0-2. Breaking ball misses low in the zone. Just squint harder.
I'm trying.
One Ian ball. Lewis looking to do more damage here.
One ball, two strikes, one out. The pitch, runner goes. This one's chopped foul, third base side.
This inning so far, as Phil Swift from Flexiel says, that's a lot of damage.
Shout out to the Roger Dean Rowdies on Twitter giving us some love. We'd love to hear from you folks on Twitter at RDC Broadcast.
It's been a long time since I heard from the Roger Dean Rowdies.
We love all these folks tweeting at us, getting some banter going back and forth.
Absolutely.
The 1-2 misses upstairs to Lewis.
Lewis already got 8 RBIs and the 923 OPS.
And just his 11th game here with Jupiter.
Small sample size, but...
The 2-2 pickoff throw, a little laissez-faire pickoff throw, back standing safely is Santos.
That was laissez-faire as it can get.
Four runs across here. Runner goes. This one's chopped. Third base backhanded stab by Simmons. He'll throw across the diamond to Yonaman. 5-3 put out, advancing up to second on the play is Anguido Santos. Yeah, not much of a double play ball opportunity right there as that ball was hugging the line down the third baseline.
By the time the ball reached him, the runner was already on second.
That's what happens when you get the runner in motion, kind of thwarts that double play opportunity. That'll bring up Brady Allen to the plate.
Yeah, that strategy could save a lot of innings for teams.
First Pinkles for a college strike one. Brady Allen has a 21-game on-base streak. The last time he did not get on base was all the way back, April the 28th.
Wow.
The 0-1, he lays off the changeup down and away.
Makes sense with his 4 homers and 23 ribbies.
Martinez getting roughed up here in the fifth. The 1-1, swing and a miss. Allen's flown out twice tonight, once to center in the second, once to right in the fourth.
Looking to grab his first hit in this game. Third time's the charm, possibly.
Adjusting his batting gloves, he steps back into the batter's box. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Santos leads away from second. Martinez will give him a look, nobody holding him on. And the 1-2. Backdoor breaking ball, swing and a miss. 6 strikeouts on the evening. Starting pitcher Jordy Martinez. We're headed to the sixth here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Brian Loftus, Dennis Van Fechtman on the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council. To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Yeah. And we're back here in the top half of the sixth. 6-0 Hammerheads lead. 2 runs in their third inning, 4 runs in their home half of the fifth. And a lot of cushion for starting pitcher Hole Jones right now, Dennis.
Absolutely. Hole Jones got himself a 2-hitter so far. Not too shabby for your first start ever. And fun fact about Holt Jones, his real name is Penn Holter Jones. He goes by Holt. It seems there was also a mention of a junior in his name.
Okay.
But there was multiple different listings of names, and I wasn't sure if the junior was officially included.
Top of the order due up. Kendall Simmons at the plate. He'll take the first pitch breaking ball down and away for ball one. Right-hander warming up in the bullpen along the third base side for the Jupiter Hammerheads. The 1-0. Fastball in for a called strike one looking.
Seeing Holt Jones up there, it's like seeing Aaron Judge on the mound.
The 1-1. Breaking ball, slow roller left side. Up with it is the third baseman, Salas. He'll throw across the diamond to Zubia for the 5-3 putout. And one up, one down here in the top half of the sixth.
The left fielder, number 6, Marcus Lee Sang.
We'll bring up Marcus Lee Sang to the plate, 0 for 2 tonight. Just 2 hits for the Threshers. First pitch, he's going to jump all over and foul it right off his ankle as it dribbles down the first baseline. 69 pitches for Holt Jones tonight, 45 for strikes, 24 for balls.
Love to see that.
Love to see it.
What can you say?
The 0-1 lays off the changeup. Left side of the infield shaded up the middle, outfield playing straight away. The 1-1, swing and a miss. Swings over the top of the break.
It's either got these guys tonight swinging and cutting as hard as they can or just having them stand there like statues. Pretty impressive.
The 1-2, fastball, outer third, does not get the call. Count runs even at 2-2. The 2-2, swing and a miss. Breaking ball right down at the ankles. He swings over the top of it. Third strikeout of the evening. Two up, two down here in the top half of the sixth. That'll bring up Hao Yu Lee to the plate.
The second baseman, number 11, Hao Yu Lee.
Hao Yu Lee, after a hot start so far to the season, has averaged back down to 296 with 34 RBIs and 6 homers to go along with that already.
You definitely want to keep this guy off base because he can wreak havoc. The first pitch fastball catches the outside corner, 0-1.
Absolutely. Tonight's so far so good, but
the 0-1, this ball is driven into right field, playable for the right fielder Brady Allen. He has to move over a couple steps. He will make the catch for the final out to retire the side in order. No runs, no hits, no errors. A clean frame for starting pitcher Holt Jones. He's through 6 shutout innings of work. We're going to the home half of the 6th. Hammerheads 6, Threshers 0.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care would love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Kids and the Ad Council.
We're back here in the bottom half of the sixth. New pitcher out on the mound for the Clearwater Threshers as Jordy Martinez's night is done. They're going to go to the lefty, Gabriel Yanez. 6'3", 168 pounds, a 22-year-old out of Venezuela, making his 11th appearance on the season, a 1-1 record, a 2.41 ERA. 17 hits allowed in 18 and two-thirds innings of work. 22 strikeouts, only 3 walks in those 18 and two-thirds. Opponents hitting .233 off the new lefty, Gabriel Yanez. Osiris Johnson steps into the box facing the lefty. He bats from the right-hand side, the first pitch, swing and a miss.
Yeah, Osiris already got 6 homers and 34 ribbies so far.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, one, this ball's roped down the third baseline. This is just foul, according to home plate umpire Connor McKenna. Yeah, I think the scoreboard fooled you because I think that was the last guy at the plate with those stats.
Absolutely, it did.
It'll happen, though.
Terribly sorry about that, viewers.
Hey, what's the batter's name? It's not on the scoreboard.
There we go.
What's his name?
Crowd's bat my back.
The 1-1 fouled right off the catcher, Anthony Keenan. Has this crowd noticed the same scoreboard thing that we did?
They sure did. They noticed it before I did, even. There
Johnson,
you go.
Johnson, 3 homers to go along with 13 RBIs so far this season. 0 for 2 tonight.
They inflated his stats for just a minute. A few pitches.
The next pitch, swing and a miss. Go hard on strikes.
Yeah, Johnson didn't seem too happy at himself after that strikeout. But the young kid will definitely rebound. Got a shot at the show no matter what. No reason to get too down on himself.
Well, he's got the bloodlines being the
Rollins.
Related to Jimmy Rollins. You can't go wrong with that. That'll bring up Christian Rodriguez to the plate. Lefty on lefty matchup. The first pitch in for a called strike one. Looking.
That family's baseball royalty right there.
Left side of the infield shaded up the middle. The quick delivery by Yanez misses down and away for ball one. Yanez works from the first base side of the rubber. The 1-1 breaking ball, swing and a miss. He doesn't go out of the windup. He comes set very quickly and then delivers it almost seemingly in one motion.
Yeah, Yanez with a 2.41 ERA so far in the year. He's already got 22 strikeouts and 18 and two-thirds pitch.
2-1, excuse me, the 1-2 runs inside. Count is even at 2-2. And he's shown a variety of different deliveries so far in this at-bat. Sometimes he comes set, and there's a quick windup. As there's a quick windup right there, the 2-2 has Rodriguez fooled, swing and a miss.
You know, if pitchers can master that pitch clock and do, you know, off-speed like pitches like that, I think that we might see a lot more no-hitters because a guy is just so unpredictable when he's at the mound. It may be really hard to just figure a guy out.
Like you mentioned earlier, Zach Zuby at the plate halfway to the cycle. He'll take the first pitch fastball in for a called strike one. A double and a run scored in the third for Zubia. A single and a run scored in the fifth.
Zubia's raking tonight.
The 0-1 jams him in on the hands. This one's fouled back into our right off the roof. And it comes off the roof, and the chase is on for that foul ball. Zubia quickly down in the count, no balls and 2 strikes. Breaking ball, he lays off down in the dirt. No more sunlight out on the field as the lights still beginning to come on here.
Yes, and the clouds majestically in the back as the sun gleams off them.
Beautiful sight to see down here in Jupiter, Florida, the 0-2 changeup. Even the 1-2, he lays off.
And the humidity leaves a little bit for a few hours.
2-2. Breaking ball. Right down the middle for a ball. Oh, man.
Wow.
Wow is right. I'm not sure where that one missed, but we will certainly take that.
I think Anthony Keenan looked back at the blue and was...
The 3-2 misses off the plate, and Zubia gets another one of his league-leading walks on the evening. He's been aboard all 3 times tonight. 33 walks now on this season for Zach Zubia.
Incredible.
And I guys. I think they're still working out the kinks on the scoreboard because they have Jordy Martinez up there pitching, which he certainly is not. The first pitch to the eight hitter, Yan Mercado, misses off the plate for ball one. See, this is why we always need to cross our I's and dot our T's, Dennis.
This is true.
The 1-0. Change up on the outer third, in for a called strike one. See how I did that right there?
I did.
We'll be here all night, but it might not last very long because we're more than halfway through this game. An hour and 15 minutes into it, already in the bottom half of the sixth. 6-0. This ball's crushed out to left. Going back is Lee Sang to the track, to the wall. And this ball is gone. No, it's caught. Wow, what a catch. I thought he shows his glove late right there.
He did.
Wow. Looking for the final out to retire the side.
Fans, don't forget to check out the official.
He made that look nonchalant, like it went over the wall, and he just started running in with it, and then showed the ball at the very last second.
Wow. A lot of nonchalance in this game.
Side retired. We head to the 7th. 6-0 Hammerheads.
Para mucha gente del país, tener un día de tranquilidad con la familia es difícil. Le pasa a Raquel de Dallas, una madre que trabaja.
Los niños tienen que ir a la escuela, nosotros tenemos que ir al trabajo.
Pero hay algo que muchas mamás no saben, y es que el bosque, ese respiro que necesitan, está realmente cerca.
Este lugar es increíble.
Tu familia también puede disfrutar de la tranquilidad del bosque a menos de 90 minutos. Entra en descubreelbosque.org y encuentra el bosque más cercano. El bosque, más cerca de lo que crees. Un mensaje del Servicio Forestal de los Estados Unidos y el Ad Council.
So what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here in the top half of the seventh, Holt Jones' night is over after six shutout innings of two-hit ball. He's going to hand the ball over to the new right-hander, Yiris Jimenez, 6'3", 218-pounder, the 21-year-old out of the Dominican Republic, getting set to appear in his 12th game here with the Jupiter Hammerheads. No wins, no losses, a 1.08 ERA. Eight hits allowed in his 16 outs to go along with eight walks, opponents hitting just 138 off the new right-hander, Yiris Jimenez. The first pitch, he wastes no time. He's going to plunk Anthony Keenan right on the hip. And here comes the Thirsty Thursday crowd.
The Roger Dean Rowdies in full effect.
Well, Keenan taking his time and trotting down to first base. Well, one pitch, one hit batter. Probably not how you drew things up here with the 6-0 lead to start things out in the top half of the seventh. That'll bring up Wilfredo Flores to the plate, 1-for-2 with the single tonight. Did I tell you or did I tell you?
Oh, man, this is great. This is baseball at its finest.
Dennis's first Thirsty Thursday game here of the season. The righty Jimenez set at the belt. The first pitch swung on. This ball's flared into shallow center field. It'll dunk right in front of the center fielder, Osiris Johnson, for a base hit. And just like that, the Threshers have the first two base runners aboard here in the top half of the seventh.
No outs. Runners on first and second, like you said. You hate to see that.
The first baseman, number 18, Mike Yonamine.
It's a tough team to count out. They came in third in the league in batting average at a .240 clip.
Especially after last game's wild night.
Yeah, five lead changes.
9-8?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, what a score line. That could be a football score.
That's an ugly football score.
Yeah, it is a very ugly football game if that's the score.
First pitch breaking ball to Yonamine misses down and away for ball one. What kind of football are you watching? Are you talking soccer or
CFL? Australian football rules?
XFL.
The AAF?
The 1-0. Fastball runs inside. It kind of surprised they took Holt Jones out after six dominant innings of work. I don't think his pitch count was too high.
Yeah, I didn't think of what it normally is, playing the Threshers, ironically. But
2-0. Fastball on the outer third called a strike, much to the chagrin of Mike Yonamine.
Jimenez is a great guy to bring in from the pen, but, you know, he was having a great dominant game, Holt Jones, with the shutout so far. Now that is in jeopardy with no outs here, runners on first and second.
Yeah, Jimenez comes in averaging better than a strikeout per inning as he delivers the 2-1, breaking ball right at the hip, comes back over the heart of the plate, freezes Yonamine, count runs even at 2-2.
I don't think Yonamine liked that call. He seems to be having a word with Blue right there.
Two balls, two strikes, two men on, nobody out. The pitch. Breaking ball, Yonamine lays off, down and away, and the count runs full. Well, this is where, if you're Jimenez, you don't necessarily want to worry about the base runner so much. You have spotted a six-run lead. You just want to get outs right now.
Absolutely. It's a make-or-break pitch for the inning right here.
The payoff pitch. Fastball, swing and a miss. Reaches back for a little something extra. 97 on the gun.
Some heat right there for the strikeout on that full count.
Right fielder, number 41,
a big first
Leandro
out here
Pineda.
In the top half of the seventh. That'll bring up Leandro Pineda to the plate.
Yeah, Yonamine took a big dig at it, but just wasn't enough to catch the ball whatsoever.
Righty on lefty matchup. Jimenez set at the belt, checks the runner at second. The pitch, fastball, just misses off the outer corner.
Pineda 0-2 in this game so far with the 4-3 put out in the second and that fly out to left in the fifth.
Next pitch, breaking ball, misses at the hip. Hitters count two balls and no strikes. Keenan from second, Flores from first. The pitch, with the shin guard of Mercado, it's going to go all the way to the backstop. Everybody will advance a base. Keenan moves down to third, Flores up to second, and two men are in scoring position right now.
Fun fact, as Yan Mercado throws away that baseball, last year in the MLB there was a shortage, so they had to use two different baseballs throughout the season, and pitchers complained about it, and so did some hitters because the ball wasn't traveling as far for the other one.
The 3-0. Misses wide, four-pitch walk issued to the seven-hitter, Leandro Pineda. And that's just the first walk issued by hammerhead pitchers tonight. In fact, that's the first walk issued at all by any pitcher. Actually, no, sorry. Last inning to Zach Zubia. That'll bring a visit out to the mound by pitching coach Glenn Dishman and the rest of the infield. Probably trying to draw up a double play ball opportunity here. Threshers not going away quietly as they trail 6-0.
Got to be thinking that with bases jacked and one out here.
Six runs, eight hits, no errors for the Hammerheads. No runs, three hits, and an error for the Clearwater Threshers here in game three of the six-game series.
Looking to keep this game clean on the run slate for the Hammerheads. Pitching staff, that is.
Shortstop number 49, Eric Brito.
Brito comes in 1-for-2 on the evening. He singled and stole a base back in the 30s. 2-for-9 so far in the series. The first pitch starts him off with a breaking ball, catches the inner half for a called strike one. Looking.
His average so far, 220 with two RBIs. No homers yet.
The 0-1 runs inside off the glove of Mercado. It does not go far, not far away enough for Kanan to advance from third. From third, Flores from second, Pineda from first. Counts even on Brito. One ball, one strike. Jimenez set at the belt. The pitch runs inside. It's going to brush Brito off the plate. Crowd starting to get a little restless here in the top half of the seventh. What time did the concessions close? They're probably putting in some extra work down there right now.
Absolutely.
The 2-1. Breaking ball, chopper, third base, charging into Salas. He's going to come home with it. They're going to get the force out at home plate.
Keeping this game clean. No runs allowed still.
Brito will take first. Flores moves down to third. Pineda up to second on the fielder's choice. 5-2 put out, but a big second out for Yuris Jimenez.
Not every day you hear of a 5-2 put out.
That'll bring up the nine-hitter Jamari Baylor to the plate.
That is huge for Yuris Jimenez.
The nine-hitter Baylor 0 for 2 on the evening. Jimenez from the belt. The pitch. Breaking ball misses low in the zone. Right-hander starting to loosen up in the bullpen along the third base side for the Jupiter Hammerheads. We'll get you a name and a number in just a moment. The 1-0. Fastball misses down and away. Hitters count for Jamari Baylor. Here with the bases loaded in the top half of the seventh. Baylor just 1-for-9 so far in the series with 5 strikeouts. The 2-0, a little chin music. Brushes him off the plate. And the last thing you want to do here is walk a run in and give the Threshers any chance at a momentum boost. Infield straight away, outfield straight away. The 3-0. Fastball right down Main Street. Missed a little bit low in the zone. A 4-pitch walk. Third, it's now a 6-1 ball game on the RBI walk by Jamari Baylor. Excuse me, that brings in Flores from third.
The third baseman, number 19, Kendall Simmons.
Flip it back to the top of the order. Kendall Simmons coming to the plate for the fourth time tonight. Put the ball in play all three times. First pitch breaking ball from Jimenez misses upstairs in the zone, and he just can't find the strike zone. 21 pitches, 15 for balls right now.
Yikes. Yikes. The guys
effectively wild.
The guys don't need to swing. Don't need to swing so far. So,
the 1-0. Fastball. A generous strike call on the outer third. Down and away. Simmons disagrees with the call. We will take it.
Definitely a little bit of a generous call, but giving this pitcher Jimenez a little bit of a break.
The 1-1. Swung on. Chopper. First base side. Staying back on it to Zuby. He will field it, flip to the bag, and Jimenez steps on the bag for the final out to retire the side, and he gets out of a big jam here in the top half of the seventh. Stretch time here at the Dean as the Hammerheads lead 6-1.
Completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster at uskids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
And we're back. back here for the bottom half of the seventh. We got our calisthenics in during stretch time.
Oh, yeah.
9-1 and 2 do it for the Hammerheads as they lead 6-1 here in game 3 of the 6-game series. Cody followed by Salas and Santos do up this half inning. Gabriel Yanez back out for his second inning of work. Lefty on righty matchup, the first pitch. Swing and a miss on the outer edge. Cody 1-for-2 with a run scored tonight. Out of the windup, the 0-1. Backdoor breaking ball never broke. Count runs even at 1-1. Well, Dennis and I would love to hear from you folks at RDC Broadcast on Twitter. Give us a shout-out. Love to get some banter going on with you folks as the 1-1, he lays off the changeup down and away.
You know, Cody's average sitting over 250, but with the 29 strikeouts, including the one tonight, you know.
2-1, swing and a miss.
He's got to work on his vision at the plate and check his swings, but I'm no pro baseball player.
The Hammerheads had a lot of strikeouts in last night's ball game as the 2-2 comes in, freezes him on the inside corner, a called third strike looking. As Cody is retired for the first out to start things out here in the bottom half of the seventh.
Third baseman, number 12, Jose Salas.
Jose Salas coming in 2-for-3 with 2 RBIs already. Yeah, two singles.
Hammerheads had 14 strikeouts, 9-8 loss. The first pitch, one hopper to third, backhanded stab by Simmons. He's going to throw high. It's going to pull the first baseman, Yonamine, off the bag and in safely at first as Salas busting it out of the box.
Wow. That'll be his third hit?
I
don't know.
Nope. They're going to charge that an E5 on the fly.
Okay. Santos.
Well, that answers my question. Thank you.
Second error of the ball game. For the Clearwater Threshers, man aboard for the Hammerheads, that'll bring up Anguido Santos to the plate. He's had an all right night so far. Runner goes. Hit and run play is on. He hits it in the vacant spot over at second base. Lee went to go cover the bag, and Santos going opposite way hits it right where the second baseman was positioned. Salas goes first to third on the play. It's the third hit of the ball game for Anguido Santos, where just before that pitch, I was a little tongue-in-cheek. Santos already has 4 RBIs on the night. His third hit of the ballgame right there.
Number 2, Ian Lewis.
What an effort from Mr. Santos.
Well, they're getting some production from the top two in their lineup. Ian Lewis here with a chance to tack on some insurance runs. Runners at the corners, one out the first pitch. Swung on and fouled straight back to the screen. Wonder if they're going to have Santos in motion over at first base here in a 6-1 ball game. The high set, pickoff throw to first, Santos backstanding right on cue.
I'm sure the pitcher was thinking about that too, yeah. Right there.
Santos 2-for-2 in stolen base attempts over at first. The 0-1, swing and a miss. That's not the umpire yelling balk. Those are some well-lubricated fans down there.
Oh, yeah.
On Thirsty Thursday night. $1, $2, $3 drink specials. I'm guessing the $3 ones are a little bit stronger than the 0-2. High chopper off the plate. Fielding it is the catcher, Keenan. He's going to have to hurry the throw down to first. It's in time. What a play by the catcher right there.
Absolutely. Anthony Keenan with the play. All night he's been showing some good prowess out there behind the plate.
Well, Lewis is retired. It does move Santos up to second. Salas remains at third here with 2 outs, bringing up the cleanup hitter Brady Allen to the plate. Might be his last chance to extend his on-base streak to 22 games here. He's so far 0-for-3 on the night. He bats from the right-hand side. The high set by Yanez, and the first pitch runs inside for a called strike, 1 at the hip. I agree.
Absolutely. People power.
Right-hander warming up for the Hammerheads in the bullpen. This one's grounded down the line, in for a base hit. This is going to go all the way into the corner. It's going to bounce off the railing and back into the field of play. Salas scores. Santos scores. Allen heads into second with a two RBI double. He extends his on-base streak to 22 games. And the Hammerheads out to a convincing 8-1 lead here in the bottom half of the seventh.
And Brady Allen, right as you said it, we were hoping for it. He got his double, two RBI. His on-base streak keeps on rolling. You love to see it.
Nice piece of hitting. He stayed back on that and just roped it right inside the bag over third base.
That was a beautiful piece of hitting right down the line. I haven't seen one right down the line like that in a while.
That'll bring up Osiris Johnson to the plate looking for his first hit of the ball game. He'll lay off the first pitch, changeup down and away for ball one. Johnson, the 25th overall prospect in the Miami Marlins organization, working on a three-game hit streak of his own, trying to extend that right here. Runner in scoring position with two outs. The pitch, swing and a miss.
He's batting for the second time in two innings.
Johnson came in batting just 154 with runners in scoring position so far this season. Next pitch bounces in the dirt, counts 2-1. Eight runs, 10 hits, no errors for the Hammerheads. A run on three hits and two costly errors for the Clearwater Threshers. Yanez, the high set, takes a peek back at second. The 2-1, healthy cut, swing and a miss. It's almost like he's swinging out of his shoes right there.
Absolutely. It was a violent swing.
It's a perfect verb right there. Would that be, that'd be a verb, right? The way you said
action
it?
Action word.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm. I believe. I'm not a grammar teacher.
I went to school for math, I swear. Deuces are wild. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. The pitch. Swung on, grounded through the hole in between first and second into right field for a base hit. Being waved around third is Brady Allen. No throw to the plate. It'll come into second. It's an RBI single for Osiris Johnson, extending his hitting streak to four games. That's now five RBIs in the series for Johnson.
Man, you love to see Johnson get on play right there. And the Threshers ain't feeling like their normal selves tonight. They're not looking like their record. 9-1 down. The Hammerheads, the home team, the good guys, really giving it to them tonight. Offensively, just a spectacle so far. No homers, but just great pieces of hitting by the whole team.
The Hammerheads come in ranked just eighth in the Florida State League in the home run category. As the first pitch to Christian Rodriguez is fouled into the on-deck circle along the first base side for Clearwater.
You know, for both Brady Allen and Osiris, it wasn't third time the charm. The fourth at-bat was the charm. Both RBIs.
The 0-1 breaking ball fools Rodriguez. He goes chasing out of the zone. He's quickly down in the count. No balls and two strikes. 9-1 score. We're in the bottom half of the seventh. The 0-2 breaking ball. Nice sliding block by Keenan, the catcher. Now, if you're the relievers for the Jupiter Hammerheads, you just got to figure you got to get six outs. You don't have to nibble at the corners. You got spotted an eight-run lead, which still could change here with two outs.
Yeah. You never know. As Yogi Berra said, it ain't over till it's over.
The 1-2, another breaking ball. Rodriguez lays off. Left side of the infield shaded up the middle. Right side of the infield expecting to pull their back on the dirt. Outfield playing straight away. Yanez gets the one he wants from Keenan. The 2-2 runs high and inside. Johnson will be moving on the pitch. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Yanez comes set. Payoff pitch. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Well, the side is retired here in the bottom half of the seventh, but not before the Hammerheads put up a three spot. Tacking on a few more insurance runs, they now lead 9-1. We head to the eighth. Loftus, Van Feckman on the Jupiter Hammerhead Radio Network.
has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Be.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can. But it's just as important to take time for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
And we're back here for the top half of the eighth. They just played Name That Song here at the Dean. And the contestant won the prize, but I'm not sure what he yelled out for that song.
It was inaudible, his answer. But he won the prize nonetheless.
I think the $1, $2, or $3 cocktails may have something to do with
They've
that.
They've done a number tonight, I think. It's one of the biggest crowds I've seen here at the Dean besides 4th of July. And also spring training, but that doesn't count for towards Florida State League.
We got a new pitcher out on the mound for the Jupiter Hammerheads here in the top half of the eighth. It'll be the right-hander, Jake Schrand.
Mr. Schrand.
Righty on lefty matchup. 2-3-4 due up first pitch to Marcus Lee Sang. Misses upstairs in the zone for ball one. Schrand coming in with a 2.89 ERA so far this season. The righty delivers the 1-0 fastball, misses upstairs in the zone for ball two. 6 foot, 180 pounds is the 22-year-old out of Cincinnati, Ohio. Ninth round pick by the Marlins out of Wright State back in the 2021 draft. The 2-0 in for a false strike.
Wonder if he's a fan of Skyline Chili. Cincinnati native, Burrow fan.
Schrand working out of the stretch. He's set at the belt to 2-1, misses wide. Jake appearing in his eighth game here with Jupiter, a 1-0 record, a 2.89 ERA, like we mentioned. 7 hits allowed in his 9 in the third innings pitched. 7 strikeouts to go along with 3 walks. Opponents hitting 212 off the new right-hander. The 3-1, a 5-pitch walk issued to the leadoff man, Lee Sang. Just the second walk issued by the Hammerheads pitching staff so far tonight.
The second baseman, number 11, Howard Yu Lee.
Bring up Pao Yu Lee to the plate. Bats from the right-hand side. 0-for-3 so far on the night is Lee.
Yeah, Lee with a pretty tremendous start to the beginning of the season. Struggling tonight so far.
Having a tough series. 0-for-10 in the series.
Yeah, I remember you saying that earlier. His hitless streak in this series.
0-for-7 coming into tonight. 0-for-3 so far. Counts 0-1. Schrand delivers. The 0-1 fastball just above the letters.
Blue ain't doing him any favors with that call, but also, it seems the catcher is throwing the ball back to the pitcher a few times. For both teams, I've seen the pitcher have to come off the mound to catch that ball.
Middle infield at double play depth. Pickoff throw to first. Back safely head first is Marcus Lee Sang. Yeah, Hayu Lee, definitely somebody you want to keep off the base. First in the league in RBIs with 34, tied for third in hits, coming in with 42.
6 homers to go along with that. He can rake.
Yeah. The 1-1 misses upstairs. Lee Sang over at first base. So far, it's 7-for-9 in stolen base opportunities. Like we mentioned earlier, Clearwater leads the league in stolen bases, coming in with 83. They haven't had many opportunities here with only 3 hits to this point as the 2-1 misses upstairs.
Yeah, Haoyu Lee coming out of Toyuan City, Taiwan. He's an amateur free agent from last year.
Currently batting 294 on the fastball on the outer third, called a strike.
Shout out to the great country of Taiwan, producing great baseball talent.
especially in the Little League World Series always.
I love the Little League World
Series. It's amazing. It's amazing to see international talent in that.
The payoff pitch. Fastball misses upstairs off the glove of Mercado, and back-to-back walks issued to start things out here in the top half of the eighth. And like we talked about at the bottom half of last inning, the relief pitchers just got to come in and throw strikes, you know.
Yeah.
Let them put the ball in play, and I'm sure that's why Glenn Dishman is coming out. The pitching coach for the Jupiter Hammerheads takes a trot out to the mound along with Yan Mercado and the third baseman, Jose Salas, trying to calm Jake Schran down. Probably telling him, don't try to do too much.
Yeah, absolutely. Just trying to get out of this eighth inning and hopefully into the ninth with no more scratches to this huge cushion of eight runs they have in this 9-1 lead for the Jupiter Hammerheads.
The series is even at one game apiece. Some scores around the Florida State League. No surprise that the St. Lucie Mets are in first place, and they are winning 7-1 against the Dunedin Blue Jays during the top half of the sixth in the West Coast over in Dunedin. Lakeland Flying Tigers hold a 6-1 lead over the Tampa Tarpons during the top half of the seventh. The first place Fort Myers Miracle in the Western Division have a 7-0 lead over Bradenton. They are in the bottom half of the seventh.
Sorry to correct you, my brother. I believe they are the Mighty Muscles now. This year.
This is true.
Things change in minor league baseball. Ownership, everything.
First pitch breaking ball misses down and away. Good work by you.
Of course, of course. It's funny how minor league baseball is, though. One season, their team moves to another city.
One minute, they were the Tampa Yankees, and then they became the Tampa Tarpons.
Just like that, overnight.
When they moved, you moved.
Yeah. Almost like when the Colts left Baltimore, overnight. Packed the whole team up. Say bye.
The 1-0 misses down and away. Well, not the start Jake Schrand had envisioned. Three for strikes.
Two runners aboard on walks. First and second.
And sometimes it's a different atmosphere coming in with an eight-run lead when you're
Absolutely.
Used to pitching in high-leverage situations. Schran from the belt, the 2-0. Fastball, 95, catches the outside corner for a called strike one looking. Rodriguez, the shortstop. Santos, the second baseman, pinched up the middle at double play depth. Zubia, the first baseman, well off the line over at first. The 2-1. Fastball misses just above the letters right down the heart of the plate. Counts three balls and a strike.
Yeah, the catcher, Mr. Anthony Keenan, coming into this at bat. 250 average clean, 10 RBIs, and 4 homers.
The 3-1. Changeup called a strike as Keenan started trotting towards first base. Trying to sell that for home plate umpire Connor McKenna.
Crowd seems to be letting him hear it a little as he tried to walk to first.
Three balls, two strikes, nobody out. Lee Sang leads from second. Lee leads from first. Payoff pitch, swung on, fouled straight back. It's a beautiful night here at the Dean. The game is started to progress much like we thought it has. It was a very quick 5.5 innings.
That Absolutely, yeah.
Took over under an hour.
Over half of the game in an hour or less.
Payoff pitcher yet again. Swing and a miss. A big first out here.
Oh, yeah.
In the top half of the eighth.
It was huge right there. Huge with runners on first and second. No outs, now one. That strikeout.
I mean, despite that it's a 9-1 ball game, you don't want to give this team any bit of hope right now.
Yeah, you let them, even let them in three more runs, that's opening the door for something possibly disastrous.
That'll bring up the left-handed hitter, Wilfredo Flores, I should say.
Sure, nothing's for sure.
Left side of the infield, shaded up the middle. First pitch, misses wide.
Just can't seem to find the zone the right way he wants to. Despite striking out the last batter, of course. Mm-hmm. But the first two batters in this inning, it seemed he couldn't find the zone like that pitch.
Schran getting ready for his 20th pitch of the inning here with just one out. The 1-0 breaking ball, filthy as it freezes Flores. Counts even at 1-1. A right-hander warming up in each side of the bullpen, one for the Hammerheads along the third base side, one for the Threshers along the first base side. The 1-1 swung on, fouled sharply down the third baseline. Nice job by the backup catcher protecting the bullpen catcher from taking a line drive foul ball to the back of his helmet down there. And the bullpen catcher probably doesn't even realize that his life was just saved. The 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball, this could be two. Two hopper to Rodriguez. He's going to take the short out to first. It is not in time. Busting it out of the box is Wilfredo Flores. And what could have been a double play ball was too slow of a chopper, especially because Flores busted it down the line. He's aboard with an infield single.
First baseman, number 18, Micah Yonamine.
It's like number 22, Tyler Ekberg, warming up in the bullpen along the third base side for the Jupiter Hammerheads. That'll bring up Micah Yonamine to the plate. 0 for 2 hit by pitch so far tonight. He'll take the first pitch breaking ball in for a called strike one looking. Yonamine just batting 203 so far this season. The 0-1 called a strike on the quickly down in the count, no balls and two strikes. Hammerheads can get out of another jam here in the eighth. They did so back in the seventh, just surrendering the one run, leaving the bases loaded. They can do it again here. This one skied out of play, no play. Down the first baseline, into the stands, just shy of the Cassidy Cool Zone, six rows deep into the stands.
Some lucky fan, I hope, finds that foul ball out there. I'm sure they will.
Do we still have that baseball up here in the booth that broke that computer?
I can't say.
It's got to be around here somewhere. The 0-2 fastball caught the heart of the plate just a little bit high in the zone right at the letters. Tough pitch to take with two strikes, but Yonamine willing to gamble on it. He has new life. Still down in the count of ball and two strikes. Tran from the belt delivers. The 1-2 breaking ball misses upstairs in the zone.
Yeah, that ball was just a little high. Good take by Mr. Yonamine.
Marcus Lee Sang leads away from third. Hayu Lee leads away from second. Flores from first. Two balls, two strikes, one out the pitch. Breaking ball. This one skied into shallow right field. Playable for Brady Allen. He's going to circle around it. He will make the catch. Tagging from third is Lee Sang. The throw will come into second. A wise play by Allen there, conceding that run. It's a sacrifice fly RBI for Micah Yonamine, and it's now a 9-2 ball game here in the top half of the eighth.
Hayu Lee has some of the best speed I've seen in quite some time. Pleasantly surprising his hustle. It's impeccable.
A little lightning strike in the background. Straight away in center field. I think that was just heat lightning, though, Dennis. Don't worry.
Fingers crossed.
Just don't start barking.
Not in the eighth.
First pitch to Leandro Pineda. Misses upstairs. 15 balls, 14 strikes by the right-hander Jake Schrand. The 1-0. Breaking ball. Called a strike at the knees. Counts even at 1-1. As the throw back to the pitcher gets away. And
see what I mean? I was talking about that earlier. The throws back to the pitchers, both sides of the plate. The Threshers and the Hammerheads have both done that, but this is the first time it's gotten away.
That's good work by you. And luckily it doesn't allow Hayu Lee to advance from third. Had he been more wise to that, like you said, maybe he could have came in for the third run right there for the Threshers.
Ooh.
The 1-1 breaking ball at the knees.
That was close.
Pineda has to corkscrew across home plate to avoid being plunked right at the shoe tops.
Looking through the binoculars, that was within like an inch or two of his leg.
No, you're looking out of the binoculars out of the wrong end. We talked about this. The 2-1.
It's a stigmatism, dude.
Swung on, fouled straight back. Those aren't even binoculars you're looking out of.
Oh,
Oh, yeah, these are just my lenses.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Schran gets the one he wants from Mercado. Set up the belt, the 2-2. Breaking ball, swing and a miss, right over the top of it. Mercado tags him out for the final out to retire the side here in the top half of the eighth.
See ya.
A run in each of the last two innings for the Threshers. They leave the bases loaded in each of the last two innings. It's 9-2. We head to the home half of the eighth here at the ninth.
Me encanta cocinar para mis nietos. Y si pudiera también cocinar para los 16 millones de niños que enfrentan el hambre en este país, lo haría. Por suerte, la Red Nacional de Bancos de Alimentos de Feeding America proporciona una comida y una silla a todo niño que lo necesite. Apoye a Feeding America visitando feedingamerica.org/en español.
Un mensaje de Feeding America y del Ad Council.
These are the sounds of a dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
And we're back here in the bottom half of the eighth. Third pitcher coming in for the Clearwater Threshers tonight. It'll be the right-hander, Tommy McCollum. Tall glass of water, 6'5", 260 pounds. The 22-year-old out of Atlanta, Georgia, getting set to make his 13th appearance on the year with Clearwater. So far, so good. No wins, no losses. A 2.08 ERA. Only given up 5 hits.
Wow.
In his 17 and a third innings pitch. Yes. 5 hits in 17 and a third. How about this one? 26 strikeouts, but 15 walks
wow.
in those 17 and a third. So it's either a strikeout or a walk. Opponents hitting a meekly 0.93 average against him so far this season. We have a home run call by the fans out there. The first pitch to Zach Zubia in for a called strike one. Looking 7, 8, and 9 due up here in the bottom half of the eighth for the Hammerheads as they lead 9-2. Working out of the stretch is McCollum, the 0-1, misses upstairs.
The crowd seems to be getting a little more excited as the last third of the game tags along.
Concessions are doing good tonight.
Oh, yeah. Business is booming.
The 1-1. Beautiful slider starts at the hip, comes right over the heart of the plate, counts 1-2.
Yeah, Mr. Zubia was our run, as we've seen on the scoreboard before, and it makes all the sense in the world.
He's having himself a good night. He's reached base safely all three times.
Indeed.
The 1-2, healthy cuts, swing and a miss. One up, one down to start things out here in the home half of the eighth.
John Mercado.
11 strikeouts for the Hammerhead offense so far tonight. They had 14 last night. And it didn't really matter because they put up 8 runs last night, so far 9 tonight. They only had 5 back on Tuesday night when they were victorious 6-0. First pitch to Yan Mercado starts him off with a slider, misses low for ball one.
Yeah, the catcher, Yan Mercado, he does it on both sides again, stepping to the plate.
The 1-0 runs inside, brushes him off the plate. And Mercado, just one of only two players in the starting nine yet to reach base safely so far tonight. It's him and the three-hitter Ian Lewis.
Sometimes it's the guys you least expect.
Yeah. 2-0. Swung on, jammed him, and on the hands. This will reach the stands, first base side, and out of play. McCollum set at the belt, the 2-1. Swing and a miss, a healthy cut, late on the fastball.
Definitely a healthy cut right there. That ball just glazed above the bat, and he cut a little too far under it.
The 2-2. called third strike on the inner half. Mercado disagrees with the call.
Froze him.
Third strikeout for Yan Mercado tonight in four at-bats. That'll bring up the nine-hitter Javion Cody to the plate.
Left fielder number seven, Javion Cody.
Chance for Mr. McCollum to strike out the side here.
Cody 1-for-3 on the night. Pair of strikeouts sandwiched between a single and a run scored. First pitch fastball pounding the zone is McCollum. Counts no balls and a strike. The 0-1. Swung on, this ball is roped into left field. It'll dunk right in front of the left fielder, Marcus Lisang, who will play it on a hop, get it back to second. It's a two-out single for Javion Cody, his second hit of the ballgame. And we'll flip it back to the top of the order. Jose Salas coming to the plate.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Salas back to the plate. Reached on three of his four at-bats with two singles. And reaching on that error in the seventh at E5.
First pitch to Salas. He lays off the fastball wide for ball one.
Salas with a 666 OPS.
Is that a good thing?
I don't even know what to say.
Let's hope so.
No comment.
1-0 in for a called strike. One counts even at a ball and a strike here with two outs. Runner leads away from first. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Healthy cut late on the fastball. High 90s right there by McCollum.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Salas having himself a good night. 2-for-4 with an RBI to go along with three runs scored. It's going to be tough finding out our Roger Dean Chevrolet player of the game tonight, Dennis. The 1-2 fouled straight back right off the catcher's mitt. Nine runs, 12 hits, no errors for the good guys. Two runs, four hits, and two errors for the Clearwater Threshers. The 1-2 swung on, foul tipped, held on to by the catcher Anthony Keenan for the final out to retire the side here in the bottom half of the eighth. We're going to the ninth here at the Dean. Hammerheads 3 outs away from taking a 2-1 series lead here against the Clearwater Threshers.
She was 27 years old. She took the gun that my grandfather had given her for self-defense. She never got to see her son grow up to be anything. Because she had easy access to a gun, I've been robbed of that relationship.
63 Americans a day die by gun suicide. With safe gun storage, we can give our loved ones a second chance at life. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. She wasn't even really sure where she was at.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
And we're back here, top half of the ninth, 9-2, Hammerheads lead. They're going to bring out their fourth pitcher of the evening to close this one out. It'll be the right-hander, Tyler Ekberg. Ekberg, 6'4", 220 pounds, the 24-year-old out of Edina, Minnesota.
Eh?
Kansas State product for that organization.
Wildcat.
Ekberg appearing in his 12th game of the season, 2-1 record, a 1.04 ERA. 19 hits allowed in 17 and a third innings pitched. 4-for-5 in save opportunities. This certainly is not a save opportunity. Ready for this? 20 strikeouts, just 3 walks in his 17 and a third innings pitched. Opponents hitting 271 off the new right-hander out on the mound, Tyler Ekberg. He's getting set to face 8-9-1 in the lineup here in the top half of the ninth. Eric Brito will lead things off. Be a righty-on-righty matchup.
Yeah, Brito reached in the third on a single and also in the seventh on a fielder's choice.
Yeah, one for three so far on the evening. Out of the stretch, Egberg, the high set, first pitch, misses upstairs for ball one. Well, last chance to give Dennis and I some love on Twitter at RDC Broadcast. Love to hear from you folks. Being pretty shy tonight, I must say. The 1-0 breaking ball, Brito lays off. Hitters count two balls and no strikes.
Except for the Roger Dean Rowdies, of course. Thank you to the Rowdies for always showing support and showing out here at the stadium and on the cyber web, of course.
The 2-0 in for a called strike one looking. You say cyber web?
Yeah, it's my artificial term for the internet, of course.
I like that.
Thank you.
Yeah. The 2-1. Right down Main Street for a called strike, too, looking.
Yep, 2-2. Just like that. Number 22 on the mound.
Two balls, two strikes. Ekberg gets the one he wants from Mercado, the pitch. Breaking ball, a little excuse me swing. This one's flared right out to second base. Hardly having to move a step is Anguido Santos. He will make the catch. One up, one down to start things out here tonight.
Number five, Jamari Baylor.
I'll bring up Jamari Baylor to the plate. Baylor 0 for 2 so far tonight. First pitch in for a called strike. One looking.
Yeah, Baylor's struggling though so far this season. 134 average and 9 ribbies to go along with 2 homers.
Oh, one bounces in the dirt. And Baylor playing in his 29th game here. With the Clearwater Thresh on one, a filthy breaking ball starts at the shoulders, comes right over the heart of the plate.
Oh, man.
Jamari quickly down to the count. One ball and two strikes.
Nice movement on that ball.
The 1-2.
Ooh.
Brushes him off the plate inside.
He had to step out of the way of that one. Clipping him right in the leg.
Baylor just 1 for 9 so far through the first 3 games of the series.
A lot of these pitchers tonight are very tall glasses of water out there.
Fastball right down the heart of the plate, misses just above the letters, and the count runs full.
I know tall pitchers, a lot of them have been dominant in the past, but are all of them in the future going to be tall? Who knows?
Ground ball sharply down the third baseline. This is just foul into the Hammerhead bullpen. The Hammerheads jumped out to an early 2-0 lead in their home half of the third, sparked by a 2-RBI double by Anguido Santos, and they never looked back since, putting 4 up in their home half of the fifth. As the 2-2 is skied out of the stadium first base side, luckily we parked on the third base side, Dennis.
Yes, as always, staying out of the way of any possibility getting hit by a ball.
Imagine walking your dog outside the stadium and just
boom.
Oh,
man. Just clocks you. That's dangerous.
Not even that. The dog might go chasing after the ball and then holding on for dear life.
Yeah, if you have an Irish wolfhound, you'd be in trouble.
3-2 pitch misses upstairs. It's a one-out walk issue to the 9-hitter, Jamari Baylor.
It's his second walk of the night. The second time he reaches, both on walks.
The third baseman, number 19, Kendall Simmons.
That's the 5th walk issued by the Hammerhead pitching staff. However, we can't include starting pitcher Holt Jones in that category because he did not issue any, as he was phenomenal in his starting performance tonight. The first pitch to Kendall Simmons in for a called strike. One looking.
Shout out. 6 solid innings of no runs, 2 hits.
0-1 inside outswing flared into right field. This will dunk in front of Allen for a base hit. Going first to third on the play is Baylor. The throw will come into second. It'll put runners at the corners here with one out. Nice piece of hitting right there by Kendall Simmons, his first hit of the night. He's now 1 for 5. That'll bring up Marcus Lee Sang to the plate. 0 for 3 on the night, a walk and a run scored in his last at-bat back in the 8th. He bats from the left-hand side. Middle infield looking to turn 2. The first pitch from Ekberg. In for a called strike, one at the knees.
It's funny, every batter for the Threshers has reached base, but they only have two runs to show.
Only five hits to that point.
Yeah.
0-1. Swung on. Slow chopper, right-hand side, charging into Santos. He's going to have to flip it underhand to Zubia over at first for the 4-3 putout. Run does come in to score on the play, but like we said, with a 7-run lead, all you're looking for is outs right now.
Yeah, just trying to get this thing over with. Get some rest for the next game tomorrow.
Second baseman, number 11.
An RBI ground out for Marcus Lee Sang. Moving up to second is Kendall Simmons. Jamari Baylor comes in to score to make it a 9-3 game, but the Threshers are down to their final out. Hayu Lee 0-3 with a walk so far tonight. The first pitch. Breaking ball bounces in the dirt. Mercado can't find it. It'll bounce away from him along the third base side. Moving down to third is Kendall Simmons on the pass ball. That's one, if you're Mercado, you just got to block. But given the fact that it's a 9-3 ball game.
Yes. And as that ball passed, Hayu Lee stood there very stoically with Taiwanese product. He gets ready to bat here.
The 1-0 misses upstairs.
Good
headers,
eye there.
Headers count two balls and no strikes to Hayu Lee. Came into tonight's ballgame hitting .352 with runners in scoring. The 2-0, it's called a strike right down Broadway.
I like that pitch, and I like that take by Hayu Lee. Ekberg looking to just end this inning.
2-1, swing and a miss. Threshers down to their final strike.
That was a huge cut right there, and that's a huge strike for Ekberg.
How did I get my headphones tangled? It took me 9 innings to do this, too. Look at me over here.
Oh,
two
man.
Balls, two strikes, two outs to pitch. Breaking ball bounces in the dirt.
Happens to the best of us. Life gets it tangled sometimes, if you know what I mean.
I don't even know how it got tangled like this. There we go. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. You're supposed to keep an eye on me, Dennis.
Hey, I'm no babysitter.
I need one. The high set by Ekberg to pay off pitch. Swung on, sharp hit to second base, past the glove of Santos. Into right center field, cutting it off is Brady Allen. Lee will trot into second with an RBI double, and it's a 9-4 ball game.
That was a screamer at the second baseman.
Now Santos, the second baseman, played it on one hop. He took it off the hip. And I don't want to call it an ole ball, but it was sharply hit.
It was pretty tough to field.
Anthony Kirion.
That was a screecher.
That's one of those balls, though. It's tough to stay in front of it. I think even if Santos was able to block it off his chest, Lee is quick enough to where he would have reached base safely at first. He's aboarded second with an RBI double. That'll bring up the catcher, Anthony Keenan, to the plate. First pitch. Misses low in the zone for ball one. The Threshers not going quietly. They put up a run in each the seventh and eighth innings. Two across here in the ninth.
Just looking for that last out here.
The 1-0 misses low in the zone. We'll trot out to the mound and chat things up with his battery mate, Tyler Ekberg. Jose Salas comes in from third base. Gives the relief pitcher a little fist bump. Back to his third base position is Salas.
I'm sure some positive words there, just trying to get out of this last out of the game. Barring a blown save.
Well, not a save opportunity yet, and we certainly would rather not see
that. Yeah, we would not see that.
The 2-0 fouled straight back.
We'd prefer not to see it.
Gotta love this Thirsty Thursday crowd. Sometimes just let them be the natural volume. The 2-1 skied into the stands, first base side, just over the netting. And yet again, the Threshers down to their final strike. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Lee leads away from second. Ekberg peers in for the sign, gets the one he wants from Mercado. The 2-2. Breaking ball, a little excuse me swing, grounded sharply up the middle, in for a base hit. Being waved around third is Lee. He will come in to score. It's an RBI single for Anthony Keenan. And all of a sudden, a three spot for the Threshers here in the ninth, and it's a 9-5 ball game.
Wow. Some ninth inning drama unfolding right now.
And that'll bring a visit out to the pitchers now by pitching coach Glenn Dishman. Still no activity in the Hammerhead bullpen.
Some heat lightning out there in center field. But also, that seems to be the second time this game that, pitchers just getting the ball laced right through.
The pressure's not going quietly. And hopefully they don't spoil the effort by starting pitcher Holt Jones tonight.
Yeah, I hope those six solid innings do not go to waste here. It's a four-run lead now, 9-5, in favor of the Hammerheads.
I'll bring up Wilfredo Flores to the plate. He bats from the left-hand side. The first pitch. Swung on, nubbed down the first baseline. It'll trickle foul. The Threshers have been down to their final strike twice so far here in the ninth. Have been able to keep that rally going. Left side of the infield shaded up the middle, the 0-1. Backdoor breaking ball never broke. Counts even at 1-1. Holt Jones, six shutout innings of two-hit ball.
Mr. Flores, in this game with three hits already, he's boosted his average to 316 now.
1-1 fouled out of play. Threshers, for the third time this inning, are down to their final strike as the lefty starts loosening up in the bullpen for the Hammerheads. The high set by Ekberg, the 1-2, misses away as a ball comes in from the bullpen right on cue down the third baseline. Looks like it might be Caleb Worcester warming up out there along the third base side in the Hammerhead bullpen. The 2-2. Swung on, skied out of play, third base side, right off Dennis's car.
Oh, yeah, I didn't drive.
You didn't drive. Well, that's my car.
Oh, man. Dude, I drove with you.
How are we getting home? The high set, the 2-2 yet again. Swung on, fouled right off the shoe tops.
Man, he's staying alive in this inning. It's two straight would have been game enders barring strike.
Ekberg set for his 35th pitch of the evening, the 2-2. Breaking ball fouled right off the shoe tops, maybe even the ankle.
Yeah, hit somewhere.
Flores will take a walk around the batter's box trying to limber up that ankle right there. He is wearing a shin guard along his lead front foot.
Shake it off, as they say.
22 strikes, 13 balls by Ekberg. Here's his 36th. Swung on. Chopper to second. This should do it. Santos will flip it underhand to Christian Rodriguez. A 4-6 put out. And the Siders retired. Hammerheads win game three of this six-game series by a score of 9-4. And 9-5.
Oh, yeah. What a dub for the Hammerheads.
We're going to send you to a quick commercial break. We'll be back with a post-game show right after this.
Hi, I'm Lindsay Sterling, and I know what it's like to struggle with mental health issues. If you have a friend that's going through a tough time, now's the perfect moment to reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Hi, I'm Amine. Sometimes starting a conversation with a friend about mental health can feel awkward, but your support can make a huge difference. You know your friends best, so if you feel like something's wrong, trust your instinct and reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
She was 27 years old. She took the gun that my grandfather had given her for self-defense. She never got to see her son grow up to be anything. Because she had easy access to a gun, I've been robbed of that relationship.
63 Americans a day die by gun suicide. With safe gun storage, we can give our loved ones a second chance at life. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, she stopped at the stop. She wasn't even really sure where she was at.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
And we're back here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Hammerheads victorious in this one by a 9-5 score, 9 runs, 12 hits, no errors for Jupiter, 5 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors for the Clearwater Threshers. Threshers made it interesting at the end, but Jupiter able to hold on. What'd you think about tonight?
I thought it was a great game for the Hammerheads, but somewhat late drama with the few runs coming in the ninth. But, you know, the 9-5 win's pretty solid. I mean, it was pretty much 9-1 for most of the game. I mean, up until that last inning, of course. The Hammerheads pitching staff has a blessing in Holt Jones, but the bullpen that came in kind of soured the win a little bit more than it had to be.
A little bit, yeah. It kept the Threshers in the I don't want to say kept them in the ball game. They had a little late rally, one in the seventh, one in the eighth, and then three in the ninth. But they had plenty of cushion to work with. They were able to get the job done. But you spot Holt Jones that kind of lead early on. Two in the third, four in the fifth for Jupiter, and Holt Jones was able to cruise. Who was your Roger Dean Chevrolet player of the game, Dennis?
Funny you say that, because it's the tall glass of water himself, Holt Jones, the Kentucky Wildcat tonight, with 6 innings pitched in his first start, 0 earned runs, 0 runs allowed, 2 hits, 3 strikeouts, and no walks. What a game for him. They could have kept him in even longer if they wanted to, honestly. We were talking about that earlier.
Well, I could certainly steal your pick. I'm going to go with Anguido Santos, and even you could add Salas, the two table setters at the top of the order, batting 1 and 2. Santos 3-for-4 on the evening, driving in 4 runs, 2 singles, a double, RBI. He went 2-for-5 with 3 runs scored, 5-for-9 by the two table setters at the top.
Oh, yeah.
It reminds you of the days of Juan Pierre and Luis Castillo for the
Indeed.
Miami Marlins, setting the table for guys to drive runs. And Brady Allen, 1-for-4 tonight, driving in those 2 runs, extending his on-base streak to 23 games, I want to say. But a big win for the Hammerheads. They now hold a 2-games-to-1 lead in the 6-game series. Game 4 will be tomorrow night. Both Dennis and myself will be on the call. 6:30 start time, 6:20 pregame show on Hammerheads Live here at the Dean. And a good one as the Hammerheads win this one 9-5 for Brian Loftus and Dennis Van Feckman.
Yes, yes.
Thank you for listening to us. We'll be back tomorrow night for Game 4 of the 6-game series here at the Dean.
Love us.